I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I'm trying to debate. I mean, clearly decanting will be something that will happen, with the wine. But my question will be is, what am I going to do to eat? Because I need to figure out what I need to stress eat for Game 5 tonight.
Wings.
The deciding Game 5 between two of the biggest rivalries in all of in all of sports. Like, where do we go from here? Like, what do I eat? Like, you know, do I go something, you know, for the air fryer, right? Mm-hmm. Do I try to do something there? Do I make something on the grill? Do I order out and just not worry about it at all? I mean, there's a lot of different ways I can go here in regards to stress eating. I think I may just do like some burgers on the grill and just stress eat that way. Throw some onion rings and fries in the air fryer and call it a night.
Well, you should make that decision now, George Sedano. I mean, like, make the decision and get that out of the way. Is it me or is everybody else like jumping out of their skin already? You know, like, I love playoff games. If an NFL playoff game is on a Sunday and it's the Monday previous, I start getting nervous about that stuff on that day. And then as the week goes on, I'm like, I can't get there fast enough. And we've got right now about 2 hours and 9 minutes, you know, about 2:09, 2 hours and 9 minutes until this game is going to go. And I don't know about everybody else, but I've just got this nervous vibration that's going on inside of my body right now. I actually thought about having an unsweetened iced tea, which is just jam-packed with caffeine. I don't know about you, George. I don't need it, man. I am energized. I'm ready. By the way, if you're a sports fan tonight, oh, my God. Lakers are playing. Thursday night football is happening. And the Giants and the Dodgers for all the marbles. Let's get it on.
Yeah, and the Kings season opener tonight. As
oh,
well.
Yeah. Forgot about that one. Yeah, yeah. Shout out Kings.
Yeah.
Busy, busy day in L.A. Now, here's the thing. To make that even more, you know, the day's already stressful enough, right, just from a fandom standpoint. But then Dave Roberts goes out there and makes this crazy move where we were all sitting here like I was preparing to do a show about Julio Urias versus Logan Webb. And I'm like, man, you got these two guys under 25. They're just incredible on the mound. And, you know, Urias can make history tonight, passing Madison Bumgarner with the most postseason wins before the age of 25, which would make it even sweeter if they beat the Giants because, you know, nobody here likes Mad Bum. So, I was preparing for all that. And then Dave Roberts throws this wrench in all of this. And by the way, it's actually a hell of a wrench because I was not prepared for it. I feel like the audience was not prepared for it. I feel like the entire reaction in Southern California in the baseball world was WTF. F.
Right, Washington football team. Is that what we're talking about?
No, TF, not FT.
Oh, got it, might be. So look, I'm with you. I was completely prepared. I had gone through and done these stats. I was like, I want to just see what the head-to-head is, postseason matchup for this year. Urias 1-0, Webb 1-0. Urias' ERA 1.80. For Webb, his ERA 0.0. For Urias, 5 strikeouts. For Webb, 10. I mean, I was going through and doing all of these notes thinking this is going to be such an incredible classic matchup. And then from out of nowhere, the Dodgers send this tweet. And I was like, I actually had to look at it, George. Like, is this really the Dodgers? Like, is somebody joking around here? And it was. And now the story has progressed as the afternoon has gone on. So let me throw this question at you. Your initial response was what? And your current thought process about this move is what?
If it works, he's a freaking genius. If it doesn't, it's a complete disaster. There's really no in between. And by the way, Dave has talked about that. Dave has already said you can't do the job living in fear or a failure or potential criticism. And right. I will give Dave all the credit in the world because that is the way you should do any job. You shouldn't do it with any fear in it. You should do it fearless.
Well, let's just start off with this. This is not a Dave Roberts decision, meaning it's not exclusively a Dave Roberts decision. This seems to be, especially in organizations, and the Dodgers are certainly one of them, where they're analytic driven. This is an organizational decision. And based on the way Dave tells the story today, it's not just Dave and Andrew Friedman powwowing and saying, hey, what should we do here? It's everybody. It's the front office. It's the two pitchers that we're talking about. I mean, this is, at first glance, you think, wow, Dave Roberts, this is a strange and yet bold move at the same time. But then you do realize, when I say you, I mean everybody, this is not one man making a decision. This is an organizational decision. So if it works organizationally, genius move. If it doesn't, say this, we can't put it on one guy. That's all I'm saying. You just can't put it all on Dave Roberts if it doesn't work out.
No, for sure. But he's going to take the brunt of it because he's the manager. Like, that's just the way this thing works. I do get that it is an organizational decision. Everyone who's been following this team knows that that's generally the case. Not to say that Dave can't pull the strings in game, because, of course, that's the reality of what his job is. He's got to make those decisions after the starters are basically inserted. I mean, most of that is based on his decision making. However, here's the deal with Corey Knebel. Okay, so he's good. Like, let's just start there, right? Like, he hasn't given up an earned run since early September, like about a month or so. And he's done this whole opener thing where he pitches a couple of innings before. And Urias has been good taking the reins mid-game, right? Or early on in the game where he doesn't start. His worst inning is in the first inning. So now, does that translate to him starting in the second or third inning? Is that still technically kind of him pitching his first inning and struggling? I don't know. Maybe they must have the numbers to show that that isn't the case. But my guess is that they felt stronger with him on the road, not starting the game, because the first inning has been a little tough for him, maybe a little too amped up or whatever. They get Corey to go, and then boom, after a couple innings, he gets through the lineup with all those righties in there. Then they bring in Urias. Urias gets to settle in against some lefties, and they're good to go.
All right, so let me just back up here for 1 second. My initial reaction, George, was I hate the move.
Of course you do.
I hate it. And that was my initial reaction. But remember, I'm a guy who all season long has told you I'm a Dave Roberts supporter. So when everybody was saying you should not play Cody Bellinger, I was saying, no, you continue to play him. When people were saying Kenley Jansen is washed up, I was saying, no, you continue to give him the ball. Those two moves in particular, which I supported Dave Roberts in doing those moves, those have paid off. Okay, I mean, Kenley Jansen still may make you nervous, but he's been really good. And Bellinger has started to produce with his bat. My first reaction was, I hate the move. But let me explain why. Because I think when you get to this point in the season, righties, lefties, matchups, numbers, etc., who's your best guy? And give the ball to your best guy, and you win with him or you lose with him. But you've come this far with him, so give him the ball. That was my initial reaction. I didn't love it when I first heard it. I actually called Adrian Gonzalez, the former Dodger first baseman. I said, what do you think about
move? Did you have something you got to pick up there?
Wait a second. Say that again.
Did you drop something you got to pick up there?
Did I drop something I need to pick up there?
Yeah, name dropper.
Yeah, bro. You don't get it? Name drop.
Carry on.
But I didn't get it at all. Now, inform me, though.
You dropped a name.
You said that you called Adrian Gonzalez.
That's right.
It's a name drop.
God,
you know what name
drop
is?
Yeah, but when you said, did you drop something you need to pick up there, that completely went over my head.
It's a joke. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Forget it.
It's a joke. That's how you say it when you name drop. Do you drop?
By the way,
we've done this a few times on the show.
By the way, let me tell you something. It's a funny joke, and I'm going to use it.
No, it's not funny anymore. That's it. The time has passed. It's over. Go ahead. Tell us about your conversation with Adrian Gonzalez.
So I call Adrian Gonzalez, and I go, Adrian, go tell me something here. I go, what do you make of this move? And yeah, I name dropped. I'm picking it up right now. And he said to me, he goes, I don't like it. And I said, why not? And he said, because when you're a pitcher and your mindset is, I'm going to start, I'm going through all of my pregame rituals, I'm eating whatever I'm eating, I've got all my superstitions, I'm long tossing before the game, he's not going to be able to do those things. And Urias, who has done this before, where he's come out of the bullpen, he hasn't done it all season. This is the first time this year that he will do this. Now, it's not the first time this year that Knebel will start a game, But it's the first time Urias will come out of the bullpen this year. And I thought, okay, name dropper. Adrian said, yeah, that's why I don't really like it. And he also said, I don't like the analytics side of it. You know, you got to go with your gut. So my initial reaction, guys, was I don't like the move. But no. As the day has gone on, and I've read a bunch of the analysis, and I've seen the lineup and why they're trying to do it and what it might do later in the game to the Giants bench, I thought, you know, this is a pretty smart-sounding move. If it works, obviously genius. If it doesn't work, we all know the story. But, yeah,
the
I
last
did
time,
miss that. Lindsay.
The last time Urias came out of the bullpen was Game 6, World Series, when they won.
Worked out pretty well
just
that
saying.
Day.
It did. Yeah. It did. It did, but he hasn't done it this year. So it made me nervous. Like, why do this? Why not just have confidence in your guys and just put the best team out on the field, put your best pitcher on the mound, and just say, guys, we've ridden together this far. We win together. We lose together. This is the best shot we got, so this is what we're doing. But they're playing a game of chess. Were you surprised that Dave Roberts would send a text to the Giants telling them, hey, this is what we're doing. We're not starting Urias. We're going to start elsewhere. We're going to start with Knebel. Are you surprised by that?
So I was surprised, but I love every second of it. I love that he's that confident in just screwing with their heads that he's willing to text Dave Kapler, like straight up, like, hey, here's what I'm going to do. Have fun with that. I love it. That's like the heel of heel moves. I didn't realize that Dave Roberts had heel in him. Like, Lindsay, you're a wrestling fan. I would imagine that this was something that took you by surprise, but you also probably smiled from ear to ear because it is very much in line with something you'd see in the WWE.
Totally. I get it. And it also probably had Gabe Kapler thinking, is he really or is he just saying that to
Correct.
Me?
Correct. So I like the move. I would imagine Laura is probably not thrilled with the move.
I was not. It's grown on me, but I was upset. You know, I had a routine today. I felt like I knew what was going to happen in my head. And now it's kind of deviated. But the end result will still be a win, so we're good.
Yeah, it we'll see. I will be stress eating today. Anyone else? What else?
Same.
Anyone else stress eating
I started
eating
already.
Yeah,
wings.
Me too.
The Yard House. I started like an hour ago.
You had wings? That was your stress eating thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still have some left. I didn't eat all of them. But yeah. That's what I will be stress eating throughout the night.
My wife says there'll be burgers in the house today. So that is what we're doing. Burgers and fries and onion rings in the air fryer.
Nice. I love the air fryer. I don't use it enough. It's an underutilized appliance
in
my house.
It gets used in this house at least a couple days a week.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like, as a matter of fact, Taco Tuesday this week, we did, you know, like frozen, like breaded cod, you know, just throw it in the air fryer. It's pretty good.
Does it make a smell when you cook fish in an air fryer? Does it?
I mean, a little, but not a ton. I mean, it's frozen fish, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
You know what I've been eating all day, and I got to stop. Seriously, like, I actually just consciously said to myself, dude, enough, stop. These little milk chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups. But when I mean little, I'm talking like little teeny tiny ones, like the size of a dime. You know, so it must be one of these things that my daughter got at the store where you scoop them in and then you put them in a plastic bag and then you get to the checkout line. You're like, oh, my God, it's that expensive because you didn't weigh it before you brought it up to the cash register. You know, I've been sitting here munching on these little milk chocolate. I'm mentioning milk because milk is different than dark. Dark, I could actually try and convince myself it's not so bad. Milk chocolate peanut butter cups the size of dimes. I'm going crazy. I've eaten like 500 of them.
Okay. That sounds healthy.
No, it's not healthy. It's terrible.
Yeah. All right. What are you stress eating today? What is the meal today for Game 5 in what one Dodger great says is the biggest game in the history of this rivalry? We'll tell you who said that in just a moment. Plus, what the starting pitcher on the other side does to get ready for the game. It's going to blow you away. We'll tell you about what Logan Webb has up his sleeve in just a moment. Stick around.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It really is easy. One app, one tap, as they like to say.
Yeah, you got it, homeboy. Don't get it twisted. Yo.
Yeah. One app, one tap, man. Aren't you familiar with the commercial?
I'm familiar with the Chunky Soup commercial with Sean McVay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least somebody is around here. Mm-hmm. So the hockey is going on. Kings are opening tonight at Staples. It's going to be fun. Hockey season is here. I think it's going to be cool. I'm actually, you know, as we talked about the other day, like, I'm more into hockey than I've ever been. At least I'm paying attention for the first time in a long time in the regular season.
Right, so. Right. When you say I'm more into hockey than I've ever been before, that is to say that I actually know it's hockey season because it's on ESPN now. So that would qualify as I'm more into hockey than ever before.
Right. I know that the season has started, and right. I know that there are games being played. Yes. No disrespect to hockey. It's just
no,
way it
it's
is.
Just that, you know, it's been invisible when it's been on NBC Sports Network for all these years, you know? Just nobody even knew it was around. Except
but
like
going
fans
live
the
to a Kings game is always fun. So I will try to get to some more games this year once that makes itself, you know, a little easier on my schedule at the moment. But nonetheless, speaking of games scheduled, Game 5 tonight. Biggest moment in this rivalry, according to one Vin Scully. And if Vin Scully proclaims it, it's true. There's really no other way to debate this.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, we can all, like, try and read up on this series or on this rivalry in history books. But Vin has been alive and practically calling games the entire time these two teams have been going toe-to-toe. So I'm going to go with Vin Scully here, and I'm going to yield to when he says it's the biggest game in the history of the rivalry. I'm all in. I'm with Vin.
Yeah, so I would agree with that. I am curious to see how people feel, though, about this Dave Roberts thing. 877-710-ESPN. Obviously, Urias is not going to start. Corey's going to start. And what are you stress eating today? That's what I need to know. So let's go to Joe in Claremont. Joe, what's up?
What's up, man? I just wanted to say I think I love Dave Roberts' move, and I love the text. And I think you guys need to give him a little bit more credit for maybe he's not the only one making the decisions, but if none of these decisions are his idea, then I feel like our GM would have got rid of him by now. I know he's taken a lot of heat throughout the last 4, 5, 6 years, whatever. A lot of people don't like Dave Roberts, but I think he's doing a good job, and he must be coming up with some of these ideas if they haven't got rid of him yet. The other thing, Julio, I mean, we just saw Walker Buehler go on 3 days rest. We keep mentioning Julio hasn't came out of the bullpen all year. Well, Julio hasn't started on 3 days rest all year either.
Well, but he's on full rest.
Just saw Walker Buehler do it. What's that?
I thought Julio Urias is on full rest today.
I don't think so. No, Walker Buehler went on short rest, and that means Julio has to be on short rest too.
Well, I'll do the homework here real quick. I'm not positive that's the case, but keep going.
No, I was going to say, and I mean, we saw Walker Buehler get kind of banged up in the fifth inning. If we can get Knable to go one inning and then get Julio to go four and get us through the fifth, and then to have our 6, 7, 8, 9 guys, or even if he gets us through the sixth, even better. And then you could just go Brewster, Knable, our big white guy, Trent Trinan, and then –
Blake Trinan, yes.
A big white guy. Yes.
And by the
that's
way,
how I always describe him. I'm like, who's the
Julio
big white guy?
Julio Urias is on 5 days rest.
Yeah, because the last game he pitched was the 9-2
game
win.
Two against the Giants. Yeah,
that was the 9-2 win, yes.
All right.
Yeah. So that's why people, I think, are more freaked out about it. But listen, I'm with you. I do love the Dave, and thank you for the call. I do love the Dave text. I think the text part is the best part. Like, if they win and they pull this off, you're going to remember this as the Dave Roberts text game. Is that not the case?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, listen, again, there's initial thought when you hear about Knable versus Urias, and then there's what you think later in the day. When I first heard that Dave Roberts texted Gabe Kapler, I was like, why would he do that? Like,
that's awesome. I loved it.
If you're trying to do something to be a chess maneuver, why are you telling the opponent what it is that you're doing? And as the day has gone on, I'm like, oh, you know what? He's getting into his head. Because now Kapler has to decide, am I going to react to what Roberts is doing, Or am I going to do the opposite? I'm just going to stick with what I was going with, regardless of righty-lefty matchups here. So, yeah, I mean, it's a mental head game.
They get through all the right-handed guys, and then eventually they turn the reins over to Urias. Let's go to Michael in L.A. Michael, what are you stress eating?
Currently, I'm eating a bean cheese burrito and fries to get myself through the day before indulging in some more fries later. I'm a potato man. And I want
to
say
one more. Are you eating the fries in the burrito or the fries on the side?
No, I'm eating them separate. It's just a bean cheese burrito with fries on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I prefer it that way as well. I don't want to put fries in my burrito. I feel like that's desecrating the burrito.
Well, depends, though. Like, if you're having a California burrito with carne asada and guacamole and cheese, you know, the fries just sort of naturally fit right in.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say one more thing. I think when Cap missed the joke that Lindsay said was worse than Mason missing the joke about the commercial.
Oh, come on. No way, man. Wow. No way was that worse. Come on. Really?
I mean, it was pretty bad. It definitely stunted the show in the same way. So he is absolutely right about that. Like, Michael, thank you for the call. He is right. Like, you literally, the show was rolling. You put it to a screeching halt. Like, so Lindsay in this case is Sean McVay, and you were Steve Mason.
Fair point. But I must say, just the same way Mason had never seen the Chunky Soup commercial that McVay referenced, I've never really heard that phrase before. When
get
somebody
out of here, we've said it on this show.
Never have heard it.
And
never
I have said it. That's a lie. I have said it to you. I've said it to you.
I don't know, man.
Many times, and you've literally been like, "What? What? You dropped the name? Oh yeah,
That's literally how you did it. Yeah, that's exactly what Laura just did. Is how you reacted to it.
I did. I dropped the name.
Yeah, there you go. You just reenacted it.
Got it. Got it. Well, that's two reenactments in the same matter of seconds.
I don't know, man. Like, look, I don't think it's as bad because Lindsay's not Sean McVay. No offense to Lindsay. We love Lindsay. But, you know, Sean McVay, like, being a weekly guest is a bigger deal because he's only on once a week than you kind of missing Lindsay's joke, who's on every day with us here. So I think that while I would disagree with Michael on the premise of it being bigger than Mason's, I will say it had a similar effect. Lindsay, is that fair?
Yeah, so I was just screening calls just now when Cap said that he doesn't remember that ever happening. I feel like you just did that like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, well, I don't remember anybody saying that phrase before. Now, give me the phrase one more time. If somebody drops a name.
Hey, you dropped that. You got to pick that up.
Who was he talking about? Oh, you were trying to drop a name, or you did drop a name, and then shortly thereafter, you tried to do it with the Candlebox Singer, and then you
made
a joke
about
it.
Right, that was the day. Yes, the Candlebox
Singer.
And
you were like, no, it doesn't work with the Candlebox Singer. I think you did it with Van Pelt, with Alex Van Pelt from the Browns.
I don't know, but the difference between what happened with Mason yesterday was this. Here's the differentiation.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. I'm getting ready for this. Hold on. I'm going to put my feet up on this one.
Go ahead.
All right, hold on. I'll lean back in the office chair.
All right, feet are up. Here's the difference. You comfy? You good?
Yeah.
All right, here's the differentiation. The difference is McVay was in the middle of talking, and he dropped the Chunky Soup thing, and it went over everybody's head, okay? Mm-hmm. I, on the other hand, was on a roll. Blah, 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 blah. So you see, the difference is that McVay was talking, and Mace was listening. I was in the middle of being on a roll when Lindsay jumped right in, and it was just so fast. Wait, what do you mean? What are you buzzing me for? That's precisely what happened.
You weren't really on a roll. You were literally just saying, well, I talked to Adrian. I called up Adrian Gonzalez. So you haven't even made your point yet.
No, I was on a roll that earlier in the day, my first thought was, oh, my God, I'm going to get rid of that buzzer. Good God, it annoys the
I'm
hell out of me.
I'm not pressing it. Just
the
so you
buzzer
know.
And the bell, the two sound effects, the only
the
two that we use
sky.
Around here. But serious, I'm going to plug in my instant replay machine and battle your sound effects, Laura. I was on a roll. There it is. I was on a roll that in the early part of the day, I didn't love the decision. So I had to call somebody that I consider a baseball expert to get some opinion about it.
Yeah.
And that's when I dropped the name, but I didn't pick it up.
Right. And Laura, you brought up the point in my ear. It all started because I mentioned A-Rod a couple of days last week.
When he was on TV with you. So
right.
Around
we were talking about, it was 2 weeks ago, right, where he was on TV with me. Mm-hmm. And then you dropped the name, and then you tried to drop a name back. And I said, oh, do you want to pick that one up? And, you know, and then that's when it was all said.
There was a whole conversation about name dropping.
Yeah, we did. And it started with me. Yes, it started with me. And we were talking about A-Rod and J-Lo. And then you asked me the question about, and I said I may or may not have hung out with them a couple of times.
Well, you know what? Your A-Rod is my Adrian Gonzalez. So I dropped it, and that's the deal. And I'll pick it up. But again, I was in the middle of a roll, and then Lindsay brought it in.
Well, we'll ask the audience. How about this? 877-710-ESPN. Which one was worse? Mason missing the Sean McVay joke, or I was going to say Ireland, or Cap missing the joke that Lindsay put on him here real quickly about dropping the name? 877-710-ESPN. Let me sneak in David in Palm Springs. David wants to talk about the move first, but while I have you, did you hear Steve Mason on with Sean McVay?
I heard you guys go over that before, but I don't know if I grasped the whole thing.
Then don't worry about it. Just tell us what you wanted about the Dodgers then. It's okay. Someone else will take up that role. Go ahead.
Okay. You know what? I don't mind the move. Not starting Urias. I'm starting to like it more and more, although everyone who likes it won't really know if we don't get out of the first inning or two before Urias comes in, with no run scored. So that'll really tell me if I like it. But I think there is an in-between, because we're talking about, it being a genius move or a disaster move. But look, if they get through the first couple innings and then Urias comes in and he doesn't really give much up and then the bullpen gives the game up, you can't really blame it on that move. Or maybe even if Urias has a late runner, so it really wouldn't matter when he came
in. Listen. I think that, and thank you for the call, David. Appreciate it. I would say this before we move on here, because I do want to take the calls on this because the board is lighting up at 877-710-ESPN. Who's missing of the joke was worse, Mason with McVay or Cap with Lindsay? 877-710-ESPN. Also, give us your thoughts on Dave Roberts with this pitching change and what are you stress eating today? But I would just add, look, I'm a believer in you do what the math says, okay? I believe that when it comes to gambling. I believe that when it comes to sports, right? Like, you play the percentages. And if the percentages say to do this, even though it's unconventional, let's roll. 877-710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Caught Up is a good jam. Laura, you don't like Usher, though.
I loved Usher.
Because you had a personal experience with
him. Until he dissed me, and then, we're not cool.
Yeah. So, I get it. It's fine. If you have a personal experience with someone, it's hard to separate the art from the artist at that point.
So I still listen to his stuff, but it's not like I'm going to be all, hey, you know? Yeah.
I kind of started having an issue with Usher when he went to that strip club last year and started making it rain with fake money.
Oh, yeah, you can't go with fake money.
And then, all the strippers were upset about it, and then he was like, oh, well, no, I was letting them all trade it in for real money, and he tried to, cover his butt, but yeah.
Wasn't he, a part owner of the Cavs at one point?
Yeah, he was. And I remember walking in one time to, super empty arena, 3 hours before a game to cover a game once, and he was practicing the national anthem, and I went to, video it on my phone, and he came over and waved me off no, you can't do that. And I was just oh, excuse me.
Yeah, some of these guys,
wow,
man.
It sounds like both ladies of the show have an issue with Usher.
Yeah.
He's not as cool as he seems, I guess, right?
Oh, hell no, he's not. Story.
Yeah, apparently phony Usher. Look at that, who knew?
He is. He's hella phony.
Hella phony.
Not just phony.
I mean, I told the story on air.
I know. You did.
Yeah. Hey, George, I know we're going to go to the phones and hear what Dodger fans think about this move with Dave Roberts today.
And also who was worse at missing the joke, you or Mason.
Correct. But here's a poll that's running on DodgerBlue.com. The question is, do you like Corey Knebel as the opener? The choices are yes, force the Giants' hands, let Julio Urias make a traditional start, or mixed feelings. Right now, 44% say yes, force the Giants' hands. 33% say let Julio Urias make his traditional start. And 22% say mixed feelings. So it seems like right now, the majority of Dodger fans getting ready for this game an hour and a half from now, a majority of them so far say yes, good move, force the Giants' hands.
All right, let's go to Cynthia, who's on the 405 stuck in traffic. What's up, Cynthia?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Yo, yo.
Good. So first I wanted to weigh in on the Mason. I think your handling of the joke was worse. I mean, if you're going to have a coach on, I think you should know that he has the commercial. And then can you guys hear me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We're with you.
Okay.
I'm sure Scott is definitely with you.
I am 100% with you right now. I mean, just to be clear, I think Mason's was way worse than mine.
Yeah. And then as far as this pitching situation, I think a lot of people are missing that. It doesn't really matter who's pitching for the Dodgers. Actually, Walker Buehler's actually given up more runs than any pitcher that's been pitching so far. So it doesn't really matter who's pitching. I mean, obviously, I think everybody thought Julio was going to get the start. But if the bats don't come alive, then, you know, it doesn't really matter who's on the mound.
Fair point. Yeah, I mean, the bats have been very hit or miss, you know, pun intended there, Cynthia. Thank you for the call.
Well, you think about it, George, in the two games that the Giants have won in this series, they've both been shutouts. So they had a 4-0 win against the Dodgers and a 1-0 win against the Dodgers. In the two games that the Dodgers have won, 9-2 and 7-2. So, yes, I think Cynthia is exactly right, that hitting and offense and scoring is paramount. We can all sit here and try and analyze the pitching situation and the move, but hitting, scoring, important.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go to
analysis right there.
Joel and Silmar. What's up, Joel?
Hey, what's up, guys? I didn't hear the jokes, but Katz, if you put in the same category as Steve Mason, that is not good.
Oh, I mean, I hate to admit that you're right, but I mean, you are kind of right. I mean, I mean, even I have to admit it, you know? I mean, I've tried to talk my way out of it. It was me yapping and Lindsay jumped in versus McVay talking and Mason not being aware. You know, I'm trying to make a differentiation, but the fact of the matter is, I really can't avoid the fact that, yes, you're right. I mean, even just being lumped in this category is not good.
Not good. But back to the Dodgers. I think the Knebel start is good, and here's why. Kapler is all about matchups, lefty-righty, righty-lefty. So with the right-handed pitcher, get some left-handed hitters on there. Once Julio Urias comes on, if he changes players later on in the game, it's going to be harder for him to make those double switches where the Dodgers will have the advantage on possibly having the pitcher spot come up and get the outs. I don't know if you remember, but the last game, he only had one bench player left. So if we can knock out a couple of those bench players out early, I think the Dodgers have the upper hand. I think Julio Urias has came out of the bullpen before. He's not going to have an issue. And the fact that Lux, Cody are on that lineup, I mean, we're going to see some action today.
Well, that's a great point, Joel, and thank you, buddy. Joel, and Silmar drops off. If you force their hand to use some of those right-handed bats early, then, yeah, they don't have as many guys that they can go to later, and it also helps Urias when he definitely – because he will get into the game. There's just a matter of time before that happens. But it definitely is a smart move. And, again, I just love the troll job of just doing it by texting them. That, to me, is the best part of all of this. Let's go to Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm 100% with the move as well. So far, thank God, knocking on wood here, Dave Roberts has pulled all the right levers. So I'm not going to abandon him now. So it's quirky. So what? It's game five. You know, you pull all the stops out and throw him a curve. Fine. I think Dave Roberts, man, in that you know, kind of quiet manner of his, the machinery's going. You know what I'm saying? I put a lot of faith in him, and I think the Dodgers are going to pull it out tonight. I think the bats are going to come alive. I don't think Webb is going to have as perfect a game as he had in game one. So yeah. Go Dodgers.
All right, Solomon.
You know, George, when you, I think back to one game in particular this year. Do you remember the night that the Dodgers were in San Diego and it was like, was it a 16-inning game or an 18-inning game? Do you guys remember that marathon
game?
Yeah,
it was a crazy like game that ended like 1 in the morning. Yeah.
But you know what happened in that game is Dave Roberts showed off what kind of a thinking, strategic manager he really is, because he just managed brilliantly in all of the different moves that he was making to get to the Padres, who were, you know, had a pitcher coming up, and then they couldn't use the pitcher to hit, so they had to use a position player. But by the end of the night, they didn't really have anybody left. And so you wonder if this move will net that result, that the Giants will be left late in the game unable to make the kind of moves they want to make simply because of the way the Dodgers started with pitching. That's super interesting.
I think that's part of it. I think that is part of the logic for sure. Mike is in West Covina. Mike, what's up? Michael's gone. Let's try Martin in downtown. Martin, what's up?
Hey, George Sedano, how are you? I want to say thank you very much. Love your show. Lindsay, how can you have left Mason and Ireland? Well, that wasn't really your choice, but we understand. Go Dodgers. I think Corey Knebel is a great, great choice. I'm very impressed by George Roberts.
This thing's flaming out real quickly here.
So let me ask you a question, Martin. You're downtown, it says here, right? Where downtown are you?
Yes. I'm downtown, actually in downtown, Spring Street and Broadway.
Okay. Are you headed to the game? No, you can't because it's in San Francisco. That's right, my bad.
Kings game? You headed to the Kings game at Staples Center? Is that why you're here?
I mean, have you had a few cocktails after work is my question.
I'm starving myself because I'm kind of a little, but instead I'm kind of
so the opposite of stress eating.
Yes. I'm stressing with the tequila.
Oh,
I see. Now this all makes sense. Here's the deal. We can all get through this together, Martin. Don't worry about it. You know, listen, everything's going to be fine. If you're stress eating with the tequila, hopefully you're not driving right now, are you?
No, I'm at home.
Okay. Oh, you're home already. Okay, great.
I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, you live downtown.
I live downtown.
Okay, great. Well, here's the thing, you know, just sit back, relax. What kind of tequila are we talking about here? What have you been partaking in?
Cuervo.
That explains it.
100 Años.
Yeah.
We've got multiple kinds.
Don Julio.
Okay. Listen, the sample. I like it. All this will pay off in the end. You'll have a great celebration after tonight. You'll be able to pop more of it. I would go with the Don Julio after the fact. Whatever you need to get your nerves down, and, you know, you're home already, so that's good. But just relax. Everything will be fine. Trust me. All right? You trust me?
Absolutely, okay. George. I don't think that the Dodgers will lose, but if we lose, and I say we as in Los Angeles, if we lose, then my phone will be off for a week, and it'll be heartbreaking.
Okay. Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Make sure you set your alarm tonight, dude. Set your alarm for about 9 p.m. so that if you pass out, you'll still get about the last hour of the game. Because I think there'll be a lot of pitching changes, a lot of different roster moves along the way.
And
I think it's going to be a four-hour game.
Yeah, he's very nervous.
I'm
very nervous.
Extra hard for Martin.
Yeah, hitting the tequila early.
Yeah.
And listen, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's what I always say. All right. Speaking of which, you want to talk about a pregame routine. I'm going to tell you what Logan Webb does. And it's going to be like, what? Really? That's insane. We'll get to that coming up in just a second.
I'm Alex Rodriguez. And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Rack 'em. It is Lakers Ticket Thursday, and we're giving away suite passes to see Lakers-Warriors on opening night, which is next week, October 19th at Staples Center. We're gonna do a little trivia, and we're going to do it, I would say, around 5:20. So make sure you're listening at 5:20 for your chance to win Lakers suite tickets. All right, 5:20. We're going to do like a short radio Tinder. Because we're going to do radio Tinder. We're off today at 5:30 for the Laker game. So we're going to do a short radio Tinder at around 5:15-ish or so. And then at around 5:20, we're going to go and we're going to do a trivia. And it's going to be show trivia, so you're going to have listened to what we've done today. And it could be something we talk about right now. Who knows? Speaking of which, but make sure you're listening around 5:20 as we give away a chance to win Lakers suite tickets against the Warriors on opening night.
For opening night, dude. I mean, suite tickets for opening night, really? That's an amazing gift, prize to win. Can we go? Can we go to the suite?
I mean, yeah.
I'm sure you could if you wanted to.
Yeah,
if you
really
wanted
to. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. We could if you want to. It's possible. So anywho, Logan Webb, the pitcher for the Giants, who broke Dodger fans' hearts in game one, is starting today, and he has a pregame ritual that I was like, and you know, baseball, everybody's superstitious. They got crazy pregame rituals. But this one was a little excessive, I felt like. Now, granted, he's a young dude. He's only 24 years old. So I did a lot of stupid stuff when I was 24 years old. And perhaps a lot of excessive stuff when I was 24 years old. Hell, I mean, I'm 44 years old, and I still do a lot of stupid, excessive stuff. But much less than I did when I was 24 years old. So we have some audio when he was asked about his pregame ritual. Let me hear that here, Laura.
On the days you don't start, do you drink Red Bulls?
Oh yeah, okay. it's a bad habit. But
I was gonna say, yeah. Worry about your energy.
I'm not as bad as Belt though. Belt is the worst.
How many does he drink?
I don't know. He'll have like pre workout. He was the other day. He was just drinking pre workout in like the seventh inning. I'm like, what are you doing? He's just, I like the caffeine.
So he goes through 3 Red Bulls before every start. Once he arrives at the park, he goes through 3 Red Bulls.
It's insane.
So I want to break it down here because I have the actual way he does it. So apparently, let me see.
I can't ever remember drinking a Red Bull that wasn't in vodka in Vegas. Seriously. Like, I don't drink Red Bulls ever. Does everybody here, anybody? George,
I mean, I haven't had
guy,
a
right?
Red Bull in probably since... When I worked with Karen Kay on the radio the last time, so that was probably like 15 years ago.
Tell me right now.
Beat me.
I used to drink 3 of the 16-ounce Red Bulls every morning.
Come on.
When
3?
I used to write for Fox Sports, I would literally wake up every morning and I would get headaches if I didn't do it. I'd drive to the gas station and get my 3 Red Bulls, the big ones, not the little ones.
That's crazy.
And then would you pound monsters. Them?
I would drink like the first 2, I'd probably pound them and, you know, I'd get a straw and just drink it real quick. And then the 3rd one, I would sip on it.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So
to
here's
me,
what Logan
like
Webb does.
Medicine.
One right before he gets to the field, when he gets into the park, one before he starts stretching with the trainer, and then one as he finishes his warm-up pitches in the bullpen. So that's a very condensed amount of time. That's like 2 hours, less than 2 hours to have 3 Red Bulls.
Doesn't sound that bad. Lindsay sounds way worse.
I mean, that is pretty bad too, Lindsay.
Yeah, I mean, I quit because I didn't want to have a heart attack.
No well, right, there's
move.
That.
You know.
Smart yeah, move. And yeah, caffeine will give you too much caffeine in one sitting like that will give you can give you heart palpitations.
I never have caffeine anymore.
I don't either. I'm anti-caffeine for the most part.
Yeah. Really? Anti-caffeine?
Occasionally, I don't think it's good for you, to be honest with you. Occasionally, maybe some tea, like if you know, or I only drink coffee when I have, like, I'm a bad Latino. I only drink coffee when I have, like, I have no sleep, right? And, like, I'm on a road trip doing a game, and I got to just be up. But generally, like, maybe less than a handful of times a year. But 3 Red Bulls in that stretch of time is pretty insane. So,
but those little Red Bull cans versus the big Red Bull cans that Lindsay's talking about, I always get freaked out like when I see people just recreationally drinking like a rock star or a monster or something like that. I'm like, man, what are you doing?
Those things are huge. Yeah.
They're gigantic. And so three Red Bulls, I can't even imagine. Again, I've never had a Red Bull where somebody's like, yo, you want a Red Bull? I'm like, no. The only time I've ever had a Red Bull is in vodka, in a drink, in Vegas, late at night.
Yeah, so never just on its own as a pick-me-up.
If although it makes I will you feel say, better, the ones I drink were sugar-free.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a little better.
So it was just more caffeine is basically exactly. what it was.
I have used like a three-hour, is it what's called three-hour energy? What's
the five-hour energy.
Five-hour energy, those shots. Little shots. Yeah. Yeah. I've had those before. Those are pretty good.
Oh, I used to live off of those when I was drinking caffeine back in the day when I worked at Fox Sports Radio back in those days. They used to have them all there because it used to be the big sponsor. They have them all the time. Now, Laura, you used to pound Monster Energy all the time?
When I was in high school, we used to stop at the 7-Eleven and grab them until they got banned from our school. They banned.
They got banned?
Yeah, because people were popping them and inhaling the little fume when you popped them. So,
really?
Yeah, so they started banning them. I mean,
what does
I
that
did,
do? What happens when you
I
inhale
never
the
did
fume?
It. I never did it. Like, I would literally just drink the Monster, but my friend, he would pop it for me, and he would, like, inhale the little fume, and then he'd, like, give me my drink. So this faculty was like, yeah, we can't have this no more. So anything, like, Monsters, rock stars, anything like that got canned from our school. We couldn't
I wonder if, like, when you open it up and you inhale the, I don't know, whatever it is that comes out of it, is it like a whippet? You guys know about, like, whippets?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's what it's like. You know?
I don't know.
Let's go to Raul, who's listening on the app in Vegas. What's up, Raul?
Hey, it's actually Saul.
Oh, Saul. I'm sorry. My bad.
My bad.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
All good, buddy.
Hey, so I just wanted to check in the Mason in Ireland when they were on with Sean McVay. And
yeah.
I actually think Caps was worse because you guys had already been over it, the name dropping and the commercial. If you actually haven't seen the commercial, then obviously you weren't going to know what Sean McVay was talking about.
That's an excellent point, Saul. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I got to admit, man, I mean, a little guilty there. But although I will say, and I will try and defend myself just a little bit, I really didn't recall that exact phraseology of, how did you say it, Lindsay? When I dropped the name, what was your response?
I said, hey, you got to pick something up. I think you dropped something.
Yeah.
It didn't register with me.
Yeah. Bueno, Saul, okay, thank you so
Dodgers,
much.
Man. Let's go Dodgers. Dodgers all the way. They're going to take it tonight. And, yeah, man, I thought I should have just gave the ball to Julio and let him do his thing. But let's go Dodgers.
All right, Saul, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Mike in Los Alamitos. What's up, Mike?
So let me get this straight. With everything on the line, the plan is to take the best and most arguably best but most successful 20-win starting pitcher and take his start away from him and give it to a guy that hasn't started any games all year? Is that the plan?
He did start some games, yeah.
If this thing, I think it's mostly a gimmick. I hope the Dodgers don't end up outsmarting themselves. If this was such a good idea, we should have done it all season and we wouldn't have never had to play in the wild card game.
I mean, well, look, they won 106 games, Mike. I appreciate the call. I mean, it's kind of unprecedented to play in the wild card game in that situation. It just happened to be bad luck, you know, this particular
season. But I'm actually glad, though, Mike said what he said, because, listen, there are opposing viewpoints out there, George.
Oh, no,
in other words,
I'm not disputing that, but yeah. I'm just saying, like, that's not the reason they made the wild card. Come on.
No. But the fact of the matter is this. You've come this far. You had 106 wins in the regular season. You have 109 wins at this moment. By the way, the exact same number as the Giants because you played the one extra game. This has been your guy all year long. He's been statistically and from a win perspective, he's been the best pitcher on the Dodgers all year. Now you get to game five and it is gimmicky. I mean, there's no doubt it's gimmicky. I read something earlier where somebody said, well, would they ever do this to Walker Buehler? Would they ever do this to Max Scherzer? Probably not. But then again, those guys haven't pitched.
But those guys haven't had bad first innings like Urias has had.
Fair point. But what I'm saying is they haven't gotten to this, which is game five. This is the elimination game. Yeah. You know, so they're trying to do something. It's kind of like a football team comes out in the first kickoff, they onside kick it because they're trying to catch somebody by surprise. Yeah. It's kind of hard to surprise somebody when you're texting the other manager.
No, I actually think it's even better because you're making them overthink it.
Yeah, and you might be, and it might work out. But if it doesn't work out,
it's going to be a huge disaster. Yes. Yep. Yeah. But, I mean, listen, I love the aggressiveness, okay? I love – go with what the percentages say. And if the percentages say Julio has not been great in the first inning, that's his worst inning, his on-base percentage against goes down tremendously after the first inning, okay? Second, third – I mean, by the time he gets to the middle of the game, his the OPS against is like 5-something. That is unbelievable on his part. So I think it's worth a shot. All right, listen, we'll take more of your calls. We only got two more segments to go because we're off early today for the Laker game. 877-710-ESPN. Tell us whose flub was worse, Cap or Mace. What do you make of this Dodgers move with the pitching? And what are you stress eating today? 877-710-ESPN. Don't forget at 520, we're going to give you a chance to win Lakers suite tickets for opening night against the Warriors. It'll be a show trivia question. And we got Radio Tinder at 5:15. So we got a lot to cover here. One more segment of calls. Stick around, 710 ESPN.